RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7 o'clock, good morning here on a beautiful Saturday in late June in Western New York. We welcome you into Tee to Green. We're live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Colesio. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday. PGA Pro Jeff Metis is here with me as well. Jeff, good morning.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It is.
It's one of our favorite visits of the year. We get all the kids that are excited to play in this great event here at East Aurora and to see all those different country flags as we walk in around the range. Yeah, it's a fun morning to be here.
Yeah, we're at East Aurora Country Club. And we're here for our annual visit to preview the International Junior Masters Tournament. So we'll have some guests, as Jeff said, here coming up in just one moment. But on the show, beyond interviewing some of the players, in our second segment, we'll speak with the tournament directors, Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian. They, along with the staff here at East Aurora Country Club, getting everything set to go. Jeff, you've run tournaments, and this tournament with an international flair to it. A lot of work goes into it.
Oh, yeah, and they're recruiting kids from all over the world, as we're going to find out, and the getting the golf course ready and the pairings and everything that goes into it. There is a lot of work, and the membership has to do a lot of work to give up their golf course for a few days. But for an event like this, who wouldn't? This is one of the great junior events in the country, and it's great to have it in our own backyard, and it's great to be able to watch these kids develop and grow and then see how many end up being tour players down the line, too.
Absolutely, and definitely when we speak with Paul and Jeff, they'll let you know about some of these, the names that you would recognize that are playing professionally right now.
You know a bunch of them.
I know. Also coming up, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Kevin Sylvester, of course, the third man of our team. He's working hard this week for PGA Tour Radio. He's at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut for the PGA Tour event. He was following Xander Schauffele yesterday, or the first 2 days he did, and he's in the lead right now playing great.
Kev's got the best job in the world. Gets to watch the best players rip it up on the best courses every week. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Xander shooting 63. That's always fun to watch.
Yeah. So Kevin will join us live at 7:45 from Hartford from the Travelers Championship. So all that coming up here. Also, we'll get a thought or two on Matthew Fitzpatrick winning the U.S. Open. And our other news and notes here along the way. We'll check the Champions Tour, the LPGA leaderboard as well. They have a major this week on the ladies' side and on the senior side. It's the U.S. Senior Open and the LPGA Championship going on as well.
Yeah, late June championship season. Golf's in full swing, and the best golfers are hopefully at the peak of their game.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to it here. It's the International Junior Masters. Takes place this upcoming week. It starts on Tuesday, June 27th. And goes all the way through July 1st. A couple of days of stroke medal play, and then a couple of days after that of match play. And we'll lay that all for you out here over the course of the hour here on Tee to Green as we are live from East Aurora Country Club. Okay, let's bring in a couple of our guests here. Jack Roche from Australia. Did I say that right, Jack?
Yeah, that's correct.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Joshua Todd, also from Australia. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Got some good Australian guys here to start us off here. Jack, let's start with you. So how'd you find out about this event? And introduce yourself a little to the Western New York radio world here about yourself as a golfer and a person, too.
So I'm from Manly Golf Club back home in Sydney, and we've got reciprocal with East Aurora Country Club. So
excellent.
A few of the guys, John McKenna, one of the hosts, the guys we're staying with, he set up reciprocal and helped us get over here every year, or a few of the juniors from Manly come over every year and play in this event. So it's a good relationship I think we have between the clubs, and the pros know each other and they get us over here, which is fun.
Yeah. And this is your first time at the event?
It's my first time in the US and at the event. So yeah.
Sounds like it's fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Joshua, you want to introduce yourself to everybody here? Tell us a little bit about your journey getting here.
Yeah, I'm from Sydney, Australia as well. I'm good friends with Billy Watson, who's played at the last couple of years. I think he did really well 1 year coming second. So he put my name forward to the directors here, and my application got approved. So I'm just saying staying with Jack with John, who has been a great guy for us, and it's just been so much fun so far, and can't wait for the tournament.
And are you guys playing in other events while you're here? Is this the only event? Are you traveling around the States and playing in a couple different things? Or
I played in the U.S. Junior Qualifier down at Rockaway Hunting Club, mm-hmm. down in New York City. And then I didn't get to any other events this time around, but hopefully come back sometime soon and play a few more. Mm-hmm. And then this is my second event. So I've been here for 2 weeks now, and yeah, just been playing, practicing, and loving it.
And what else have you got to do? You said it's the first time you've been to the United States. What else have you got to do?
I visited New York City. I spent a night in there, watched a baseball game at Citi Field.
Oh, cool.
So, did a few things, a few touristy things around the
Went to the falls?
Not yet. We're going there today. Yeah. Right after this, we'll be there.
That's a cool place.
You got a beautiful day for it. Yeah. How about you, Josh?
I've only been here for 2 days. This is my only tournament. I've got a tournament back in Australia to get to. Oh.
Yeah. So are you guys, is it different in Australia? You're going to college to play golf after this? Or is that what the goal is? Or what would your next step in your golfing career be?
Yeah, I'm heading to a school in Oklahoma in August. So hopefully.
Which school?
It's called Rogers State.
Okay.
A small Division II school in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. Or just outside of Tulsa.
I was just in Tulsa a couple of weeks ago. Yes, yeah. For the PGA Championship. Yeah.
So, heading there for a few years, and then hopefully see where it takes me.
Excellent. Be fun. Joshua, what about you?
Well, I've still got to finish school. Got my last year of school back in high school.
Okay.
And then hopefully go to college pathway next year.
Are you hoping to come to the States for college?
Yeah.
To play golf?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Is that what kids like to do when you're in Australia? Is that where is that what the goal is to come to the States and play golf? I mean, I know golf's super competitive in Australia. I mean, there's tons of great golfers.
Yeah, I think most juniors are going on that pathway now. So. Mm. I think most.
Yeah. Over to the States.
Yeah. Kind of a bit more popular lately.
Yeah.
It used to be like you play good amateur golf in Australia, and most of them turn pro pretty quickly, and then play a bit of professional golf in Australia on the Aussie tour and see where it takes you. Come over here, go to the Europe. But other than that, it's now I think most juniors are deciding to come down this pathway, go to college, play college golf, because that's where the best of the best now come out of. Mm-hmm. All the guys on the PGA Tour are playing well, come through the college system. So, yeah.
Very cool. Good. Jack Roush and Joshua Todd, two of the competitors here at this week's International Junior Masters, both from Australia, as we broadcast live here from East Aurora Country Club. Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here on Tee to Green. So who do you look up to in terms of professionally, or you know, do you have somebody that you try to emulate your game after? Jack, we'll start with you.
I've got a few favorite golfers. Jordan Spieth, obviously a pretty popular golfer all around the world, and Cam Smith at the moment as well. I think if I can putt like Cam this week, I should be all right out here.
Yeah.
Start growing the hair. Maybe you will.
Yeah. There's another Aussie here who's got a mullet like Cam, so didn't get to see that, unfortunately, this morning, but...
Well, you pick on him for it, right? Yes.
Okay, good. Usually, yes.
Yeah. If he can putt anywhere near like Cameron Smith, you're on your way to success.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to do all right. Yeah.
He's great. Joshua, what about you?
I'm the exact same. Cameron Smith.
Yes.
Or Rory. I like Rory. So.
Everybody likes Rory. Yeah.
Everybody likes Rory. He's a good guy.
I like Rory.
Yeah.
I know. He's a good guy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about this event? Have you played the course? You said you've been here for 2 weeks. So Joshua, have you got to play it?
Yeah, I got to play it yesterday.
Okay, what's the strategy? What's your setup here as you go into this event?
I think it's going to be a few irons off the tee. The rough's very thick around the green, so just missing it in the right spot is going to be big for the week. And then putting it good, greens are going to get harder and firmer and faster. So hopefully get a bit more putting practice in, and just got to find the speed and a few greens out there. You can putt off the front of if you're in the wrong side of the on the wrong side of the hole. So just got to keep it in play and on the right side of the hole week, and should be all right.
Joshua, what about
sounds
you?
Sounds easy.
Yeah. The rough is really close to the green here compared to Australia. So hopefully get the wedges going, get the chipper going, and then
a lot more lofted wedges around the greens here than maybe in Australia. Yeah. A lot more bump and runs where you play.
Yeah, a bit more bump and runs where I play, but yeah, the rough's really close to the green here, so. Yeah, keep it on the short stuff and keep it under the hole, I reckon.
Yeah. Work on that lob wedge flop shot from the 3-inch rough.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them in terms of tournament strategy mentally? I mean, you know, you obviously, you know, seeing them swing, but just, you know, some advice, Jeff, that you've played in a lot of tournaments.
It's a big event, and you want to put your best foot forward. I always try to just make sure, you know, just try to get off to a nice, solid power. I might aim for the center of the green early in the round or something like that before I want to get my feet under me in a tournament round. So, you know, you're going to be anxious off the first tee. You should be, because that means you're doing something cool and you're playing in something fun. So I would just, you know, try to get the ball in play off the first couple of holes and then get my feet under me, and then there are places here you can make some birdies and there are some places you can and shoot a good score. So get your feet under you, start off nice and solid, you know, maybe be a little bit more conservative early in the round, and then once you're comfortable, then just play your game.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you
for coming up and waking up early.
What time is it in Australia right now?
What time is it here?
7:10 a.m.
We 9:10 p.m.
Oh.
The night is almost over there.
That's it. It'd be pretty dark there, not like here.
Yeah, you'd be in bed by now. That's you teenagers.
That's right.
I know how it is. Studying. Yes.
Well, Jack and Joshua, thank you so much. I know probably when you made the flight over here, you didn't think you'd be having a radio duty, but we appreciate you coming on, and we wish you the best of luck this week. You're with a great crew here, and families and staff that this event's been great. So I know you're going to have a great week, regardless of how it goes on the golf course. So thanks again.
Yeah, enjoy the experience. Have fun.
We'll do. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Okay. Jack Roush and Joshua Todd with us here on WGR, both representing Australia in the International Junior Masters. Again, the first 2 days of this event, medal play, stroke play, they just play the course, obviously trying to shoot the best score possible. And then from there, it'll get reseeded into a whole bunch of different groups of brackets, and we'll get more breakdown with Paul O'Brien and Jeff Kamian coming up in our next segment. But there also is a girls' division, and we're excited to now be joined by Kaylin Klein, who is not from Australia.
Representing Holland.
That's right. Right down the road here.
Holland, New York.
Yes,
I was confused for a second. Yeah, because there's an international flair here, so you never know. Yes.
Holland, New York, not too far down the road. Kaylin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. How about just a little introduction? How is you're a senior right now at Holland?
Yes. So I actually graduate today right after this.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Today's graduation day.
It is.
That's a fun day. you're having a big day. All right.
I am.
Yeah. And then this tournament coming up next week. So tell us a little about your high school golf experience and career so far.
So I just started playing high school when I was a freshman, and I've played for 4 years, that's all, but I've trained really hard to get where I'm at throughout these 4 years. So I played for East Aurora for a year, so this was actually my home course in high school golf.
Excellent. And you said you played on the boys' team, right?
I did, for East Aurora and Holland. They're kind of mixed, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because I know they were together there for a few years, and I don't know, you said they might not be at the moment. But, yeah.
And you're going to go on and play in college.
I am.
Yes, and where are you playing?
I'm going to Cleveland State University.
Ooh, you excited about that?
Yes, I am.
College golf will be fun. Yeah, you get to travel around, play a whole bunch of cool places, right?
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about your game. What are some of the strengths? What are things that you feel like, if you're going to play well, that has to happen out on the golf course for you?
Well, I'm going to play well here. I have to putt well. These greens are pretty hard, and there's a lot of break. So I think I'll be fine tee to green, but as long as my short game is fine, then I should score pretty well.
And you have some experience, obviously, playing here.
I do. I'm a member here. So
yeah, that helps.
Play here a lot. Yeah.
Excellent. What do you like to do outside of golf?
Really just golf right now.
No, no other sports?
No. No? Not at the moment.
And you said you went to an academy this year to kind of get your game a little bit more ready. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so I was at Saddlebrook Golf Academy this year for about 5 months down in Tampa, Florida.
I worked there for many years, actually. Oh. I know the facility well, yes.
Yeah, it was a great experience. Great training there. I played with a lot of awesome players. It was a really good experience.
Yeah, 36 holes, Palmer and the other. Nice place to play. And so you really just took up golf recently.
Yes.
So you started as, did you play other sports before golf? I mean.
Yes, I played basketball and soccer.
Okay, because it's hard to transition from no sports to golf because it is an athletic game. So so you really must have spent a lot of time working to get where you are. I mean, to do it in 4 years is pretty impressive.
Yes, I did spend a lot of time practicing.
Obviously, you're passionate about it.
Yes,
all right.
I am.
This is only the second year of the girls' division, too. I know, with it being still in its new stage, I'm sure that's kind of be excited that you're part of the group that are kind of getting this off the ground and running, right?
Yes, it's great to have a girls' division now.
Did you play last year in it or no?
I was an alternate last year.
Oh, you were an alternate last year. Okay, so you were involved in around the tournament.
Yeah.
That's right. So now it's your turn to get out there and go. So you said putting is going to be the key out here, you think?
Yes, for sure.
Excellent. So Cleveland State is up next, and is it something at college? Like, do you know what kind of what you're walking into there? You've obviously met the coach already, I assume.
Yeah, I think that I should get some playing time next year. I met the girls; they're really nice. I'm just excited to train a lot in college.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and then get yourself comfortable in college first, too. Yeah, and then to add traveling and grades.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And everything else that go along with the experience, but yeah, it you'll certainly enjoy your college experience, and you're graduating today, so that's
yes,
congratulations on that too.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well, good luck this week. Represent the girls division well here, and we wish you the best in college at Cleveland State. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kaylin.
Thank you.
All right,
we'll be watching for your scores.
That's right, Kaylin Klein from Holland, just down the road. We are looking forward to seeing how the competitors do this week. But a girls' division was introduced last year for the first time. Jeff, we know we talk about all the time about growing the game here in Western New York, and we know getting girls involved is something that I know you're very passionate about.
Yeah, well, raising daughters, you know, you understand that you need to provide those opportunities because they're athletes too, and she's passionate about the game. Obviously, how do you get to be that good in 4 years? It's pretty hard to do to go on and play in college. So just to give them an opportunity, and people don't realize how good they are. Watch the LPGA Tour now. How much more excitement is there surrounding the LPGA Tour now with all these players and the great golf they're playing? But it is nice that they've opened it up and given the women, the girls, a chance to compete at this great event.
Yeah, so we wish Caitlin and the rest of the girls good luck this week, and we thank Jack and Joshua also for joining us as well. All right, we're going to give you a little bit more breakdown of the logistics of the event and why you may want to come out and watch here. Yeah. Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian standing by, the tournament directors. They will join us next here as we'll take our first time out from East Aurora Country Club, site of the oldest International Junior Golf Invitational in North America. Coming up next week, starting on Tuesday. We'll be back with more in a moment, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green, live at East Aurora Country Club. Back right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
7:22 is the time. Welcome back here on Tee to Green, live from East Aurora Country Club. We're on the beautiful patio overlooking the ninth green, and got a new patio. Which looks newly renovated patio,
yeah,
Jeff, which is
slate,
beautiful.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, looks like it was a lot of work. A
couple of fire pits.
Yeah, very nice looking. Looks cozy and comfortable out there.
I would agree.
Yes.
I want to thank some of our competitors for joining us here in the International Junior Masters. Last segment, Jack Roush, Joshua Todd, Kaylin Klein. They'll all be teeing it up on Tuesday officially for the start of the event. 2 days of stroke play and then on to match play from there. If you want to come spectate, it starts on Tuesday, bright and early, 7 a.m. right here from East Aurora Country Club. Joining us now, though, more on the event, Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian, tournament directors. They've been joining us for many years to talk about this great event. Two guys that I'm sure have enjoyed the nice new patio here, right, Jeff? Good morning.
Exactly. Good morning.
Yeah,
good morning.
It's been nice. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Place looks great.
It does.
It really does. Kudos to what you guys have done and your staff. We were driving in here this morning. I'm like, wow, it looks really, really nice. You guys got this set to go here for this event.
We've got nothing to do with that, but yeah.
But you'll take
especially
the credit,
the
right?
Patio.
That's great. All right, so we're back here for another year talking about the International Junior Masters. You've got 80 players, 72 boys, 8 girls, starting on Tuesday morning. And we obviously just spoke with a few of them. But how excited are you for this year's event? Well, Paul, we'll start with you.
You know, we always look forward to now. I mean, it's a lot of work starting in October, and you know, and then you get to March, and I'm on the player side, and it's every night. You know, you're communicating with kids and their parents, and you know, trying to assemble the field, and usually by Wednesday of this week, we've got a field.
Yeah,
and we do. So, so now it's you know, pretty much on. I turn it over to Jeff, and you know, he runs the tournament, you know, Monday to Friday, and this is the fun part for both of us. We get to see a little golf and enjoy being with the kids and their parents.
Yeah, take us inside the recruiting communication sort of aspect of it all here, because that obviously is a key component of what makes an event like this a success.
Yeah, we've got 12 countries coming. On the girls' side, we've got a young woman coming from Japan. And you talked with Kaylin, who's a member here. Ella Wong's coming back. She's from Ohio. Our runner-up last year, Amelie Fung, is back. In fact, I was hitting balls with her on the range yesterday and was just shocked at how much farther she's hitting it.
Yeah, I try not to hit balls next to those really good young kids. I move down the range nowadays. Yeah.
You know, and then on the boys' side, we've got three of the kids from the national team of Thailand, who are all plus threes, I think.
Jeez.
And a young man from France is coming. The Colombians are coming again. A young man from Chile. And it's great to have the Aussies back. I think we got six or seven of them from different spots. And
where in years past, because of the COVID, this wasn't happening, was it?
That's right. They haven't played much golf down there, and it's been impossible to get in and out of there. But, you know, certainly things have loosened up now, and it's great to have them back. And, you know, the association that, you know, one of our members, John McKenna, set up with Manly, he was there for a month or so several years ago, and it's just turned out fantastic. And now Billy Watson, who was a runner-up here about 5 or 6 years ago, is back with them. And it's great to see Billy.
Yeah, and you're saying the kid, first time they see the course, 72, 73, like it's nothing, just walking around. Yeah.
Yeah, Joshua shot 72, and Jack's been here all the week.
Yeah.
He shot 73, but to shoot 72 the first time.
Especially, it's a unique golf course. It takes a little bit of local knowledge. So the first time around, that's impressive.
You know, the difference between the scorecard and playing the golf course is enormous.
True.
Kids look at, you know, 6,300 yards. Oh, I'm going to shoot 65. Mm-hmm. Well, one kid did.
Yeah. You know, once. Yeah.
Once. But if you're careful, you can shoot a really good score here.
Yeah.
You can shoot 90.
You're going to identify the good players this week. That's what happens.
Yep, that's right. What
these tournaments are supposed to do.
Yep. Yeah. International Junior Masters starts here at East Aurora on Tuesday. And a very cool history with guys that have gone on to play on the PGA Tour and even win a major, including a Masters. Jeff Kamian, this week, I know this week in the golf news, Nick Faldo saying he's going to stop at the end of year being the lead analyst for CBS, and guess who's taking over? Trevor Immelman, who, of course, played in this event, won a Masters. It's kind of cool. We're going to get to hear Trevor Immelman now on the CBS golf broadcast as the lead analyst coming up here starting next year.
Yeah, Trevor Immelman was here when we used to have the South African contingent, and, you know, Paul, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he was here the same time as Rory Sabatini and Tim Clark.
It's a pretty strong team.
Pretty strong team. And I forget the name of the fourth player, but he was actually supposed to be the best.
I think it was Jason DeHaas.
I can't remember. Currently on the tour, Corey Connors, 2009, Mackenzie Hughes, I think 2008, and Sebastian Munoz, 2011. And currently not on tour anymore, Abraham Answer.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he just moved to the Live Golf Tour.
Yes.
He also played in 2008. So top 50 players in the world, all four of them are in the top 12 in President's Cup for the international squad as of now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know what Answer's status will be, but good players, really good players.
Oh yeah, you've always had.
I mean,
attracted great players.
Connors this year has been in, you know, the top of the leaderboards on the PGA Tour regularly. He was finished close to the top at the Canadian Open. He finished good at the U.S. Open last week. So
played well at Hilton Head too.
Yeah, he's been really, really good. He's been Canada's best player definitely on the PGA Tour.
And the young man we had on last year.
Zevi Perez is his name.
Zevi Perez.
Zevi will be back. He's
12 now, you said, 12 years old.
He's 12, and he's...
he's a character.
He sure is.
He's a nice character.
He's a very, very nice young man, and he comes to us from Augusta.
And he's already signed some LIVs, right?
NIL.
Or NIL,
sorry.
LIV is the golf tour. You win all your letters here, I know.
he has signed several... The most prominent are the ones that people will have heard of, Puma Cobra, Next Belts, and then there's, you know, putter grips, and I'm not exactly sure all
at
the
12
other ones, at but 12. I'm sure he can tell you.
Yeah, yes, he will. He'll have a display and
yeah,
a pitch.
Exactly,
he'll,
right.
have a, he'll have his elevator pitch for all of them. He's a pretty impressive young man. Yes,
and he sports Encore Golf.
Encore Golf. That was actually the first one.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And Encore has been a tremendous supporter of our event for the last several years, almost as long as Encore has been around. They've been a supporter.
But pretty impressive for a 12-year-old to already have deals like that. Yeah, that's
he carries wild. He carried himself quite well last year when we spoke with him, for sure.
He does, yes. He's wise beyond his years as a golfer, that's for sure.
Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian, tournament directors here from East Aurora Country Club for the International Junior Masters, which starts on Tuesday. And obviously, an event like this, you need buy-in from the members. We obviously already heard some of the families are housing some of these players, which is great, Jeff. But membership as a whole, whether they're housing a player or not, like, there has to be some support there. And I know that, you know, you guys obviously as members here too, like, you're, I'm sure, proud of hosting an event like this. But it does take some dedication, and you know, as you got to give up some golf too here, so that's great for everybody here in Western New York to have an event like this and have member support.
It's wonderful. We have tremendous member support, you know, throughout the year. We have several committees. Paul has a player development recruitment committee, and I chair the finance committee, and trying to obtain sponsors to pay for all this, and then we have a housing committee, and where the biggest volunteer effort really comes in is tournament week. Many of the members serve as spotters and observers.
Rules official. Well, David would be the rules official, right?
Well, we bring the rules officials in from USGA and the state, right? Is it?
Yeah, New York State.
New York State. And Dave set that up the first year, because it used to be just the
golf shop staff.
Golf shop staff. And
it's probably better because then they can be on the course. Yeah,
way better.
In danger, in spots where there's high activity and stuff like that.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
All right, so you mentioned 12 countries, Paul, and this year also a new country represented, Thailand. You have some players for the first time.
That's right. We had an application from a young man down in Virginia about 4 years ago, Josh Duangmani, and his brothers. He's now playing NCAA Division I golf as well. And through that, I started talking with his father. He never played here. But I started talking with his father, who, among other things, has a recruitment agency that brings kids in from Asia and the Pacific Rim, and this is how we find organizations. It's just personal connections, and I started talking with him, so this is the first year that he's sending us kids. Kids come over for the summer, so he's sending us these three kids, They're really terrific players. We're glad to have them.
What an experience just to travel all over the world and go play not only at a new event but a new course and meeting all these new people from a different country.
Yeah, that's part of what makes golf great, right? I mean, even in the local area, you're playing your different clubs, you meet cool people, you get to do cool things, and these guys, talk about cool, you're coming halfway around the world to play in one of the best junior tournaments there is. That's pretty cool when you're a kid.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the event and the days. How does it play out? I know I was saying there's a mix of stroke play and match play, so can you tell everybody kind of how it breaks down and how the winner comes about?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a medal play, which starts Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock. And that will continue. I think the last tee time is close to 11 o'clock. The girls will go off starting at 10:30. And so they'll finish roughly about 3:30. Then we have a little break in the action. We have a long drive contest on Tuesday evening to try and... Keep things loose. and then medal play continues off of 1 and 10 on Wednesday morning. Also, that doesn't start till 8 o'clock on Wednesday. And when we're done with medal play, the top 16 advance to the championship bracket, and then 17 through 32,
et cetera.
And so on. And then match play will begin on Thursday morning at 7:30. And so at the end of the day on Thursday, we will be left with 20 players mm-hmm. in the for the boys and four for the girls. And,
oh,
then,
okay.
and then the semifinals matches start 7:30 on Friday, and the championship matches will start about 1 o'clock. I'm saying about because mm-hmm. you never know if, yeah. If a match is going to go to 23 holes. We've had that.
Mm-hmm.
It really screws up the schedule, but, you know, we
that's golf. Yes. So does weather. Weather so will screw up the schedule.
Yeah, we had a two-hour rain delay on Friday last year, mm-hmm. But we were rewarded last year with an incredible finals match that ended on the 20th hole with Sean Colella hitting his approach shot to about 3 inches. So
and people can come out and watch, and we recommend it, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
People can come out and watch. There's no charge for admission, and you can have lunch on the patio for a small fee, and just really enjoy the. And they can walk the course as long as you're keeping your distance. They can walk the course and watch the kids play, and it's really tremendous to see how well these kids play.
And the great thing about this format is that as long as you're playing for the championship of your flight.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, medal play. You got a tournament with 100 kids. After the first day, maybe 15 have a chance to win. After the second day, maybe 5.
Yeah. Right.
But here, as long as you're playing, you can win the championship of your flight.
Which is cool. Yeah, it keeps kids engaged, and they get to play more golf.
That's right. And the happiest guy last year at the awards ceremony was Enzo Clarisi of Orchard Park, who won the bronze flight.
Awesome.
Best thing that ever happened to him.
That's great. And perfect timing. This week, you know, schools are done in Western New York. What a great opportunity to take your son or daughter out here this week and walk the course and check it out. And
they really should. These kids are good players. I mean, and to see the
cool
course,
thing.
Too. Yeah, it's a cool course. Good, really good players. Great event. Yeah. If you get a chance, you really should bring your kids out to check it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're a golfer and you've never been to East Aurora Country Club, and, you know, fortunate Jeff and I, you know,
we've been here. Yes.
We've been here, and we can vouch of how just a beautiful course it is. It's kind of unique in this area too, in the sense that most of the time, like, you get some different views and some different lies that maybe you wouldn't at a lot of the courses here in Western New York.
Yeah, it's one of the hillier facilities in Western New York, that's for sure. Or elevation changes, very few level lies. Yeah,
but visually to the eye, it's a beautiful place to just come walk. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to do next week for a day, come on out, cheer on the kids playing here. As Jeff said, you can have a nice little meal up on the patio.
Absolutely.
Check out this new patio. It's beautiful, by the way. And support the event. I think that's what's great about Western New York. We have so many cool local events, especially obviously during the summertime. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them right here along the way. So, Jeff, Paul, thank you so much, as always, for joining
us.
We love coming here every week to talk about this tournament, which starts on Tuesday. And good luck. Hopefully you get some good weather. That's obviously a big piece, too.
Looks good so far.
Yeah. Weather's the most important part to the success, isn't it? Yes.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian. Again, if you want to get more information, internationaljuniormasters.com. Also, I know there'll be social media. Twitter will be updating. So you can check out live leaderboards there at IGM. IJM, thank you. IJM.
All right, we're getting our initials mixed up today.
I know.
There's a lot of them.
IJM on Twitter. They'll have a click to the live leaderboard there. So, all right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll join Kevin Sylvester. We'll join us live from the Travelers Championship. We'll get an update on what's going on there. With Jeff Metis, PGA Pro, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. More coming up from East Aurora Country Club right after this on Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Back on Tee to Green, live from East Aurora Country Club, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester in just one moment, live at the Travelers Championship, where this week the PGA Tour is playing in Cronwell, Connecticut. Xander Schauffele is just putting on a clinic right now, 63-63 over his first 2 days. He's got a 5-shot lead over 5 golfers that are all at 9 under par. including Patrick Cantlay. He's the highest-ranked player among that group. Rory McIlroy was playing well, was in the lead yesterday, and then had a blow-up hole, which we'll talk about with Kevin in a moment. He is tied for seventh, though. Still with two rounds to go, plenty of time for him. He is at minus eight. Other notables, Webb Simpson, minus seven. Others down the leaderboard here, Tommy Fleetwood, minus five. Mackenzie Hughes, a former International Junior Masters player, he is at minus four, as is Tony Finau.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, the world's finest golf attire. This week, it is the the USGA Senior Championship. It's at Saucon Valley, and the leader currently is Padraig Harrington at 6-under, followed by Steve Stricker at 5, and a former club pro at 4-under in third place, Rob LeBritz. Good luck to him this week.
All right. On the women's side, on the LPGA Tour, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship going on in Bethesda, Maryland, and the leader, In-Gee Chung, has a 6-stroke lead. She shot 64-69, minus 11. Lydia Ko, Jennifer Kupchko, they are six back at minus four. Other notables, Brooke Henderson out of Canada, minus four. Lexi Thompson, minus three. So there's your look going on there at the Women's PGA Championship. Okay, back for more on the Travelers Championship as we broadcast live here from East Aurora Country Club, site of this year's International Junior Masters. We bring in Kevin Sylvester now here on Tee to Green, third man of our normal radio show. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're great. We're on the patio here. I know you know it well, and I know you love playing East Aurora Country Club.
Oh, I do, and I like some of the things they've done recently, particularly number 10. They've enhanced the hole and made it a little more workable off the tee, but that place is always in superb condition, no matter what time of year. Drew Thompson and his staff, they do a fantastic job, and membership's always welcoming, and they got a big week coming up, International Junior Masters, so I'm glad to hear that they've been able to continue that tradition on, even through the pandemic. You mentioned Mackenzie Hughes, former winner, guy who's just named lead analyst for CBS when Nick Faldo hanked it up after this year. Trevor Immelman competed also.
Yeah. Very cool. I mean, we were talking, Corey Connors has played. Sebastian Munoz has played. These are just some of the recent players that are doing great on the PGA Tour. But a guy that's playing as good as anybody right now, Xander Schauffele. Kev, I was listening to you yesterday. You were following Schauffele, so you were front and center. You had a good view of watching Schauffele put on a clinic right now. He's got a 5-stroke lead heading into the weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't a perfect clinic, though, Brian. I joked with him after the round, in round one he had 18 of 18 greens. And he's like, I don't know if I've ever done that. And he took care of that in the first hole by missing the green.
Hexed himself, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I joked with him there. But really, there was only one bad swing that he had, and that was on the 16th tee box. He pushed it right, and, the pin was back right. So, when things are going great, you're full of confidence. You're going after things. And he missed it right. Now, there's a bunker there below, not a lot of green to work with, but he was right of the bunker and such a difficult shot. He had hit a flop shot, high flop, and he did that and put it inside of 10 feet and then made the putt. And he said he was most proud of that, that he's able to get up and down. He was, that was his favorite hole of the day, that he's able to not lose a stroke, hasn't made a bogey yet. 63 is great. And then today he plays in the final round with his best friend, Patrick Cantlay. Those two won the Zurich Classic of New Orleans as a team together. They pair up in international competition. So that should be a great third round with those two best friends competing, trying to best each other today.
Yeah, and McIlroy was winning yesterday, or maybe was tied with Schauffele at the time. Kev, I know you weren't on the hole with him, but I'm sure you saw what happened on the 12th hole where he took a 8 on a par 4, a quadruple bogey, had a ball out of bounds off the tee, and then some shots out of the bunker that didn't go well. And otherwise, other than one hole, we'd be talking about McIlroy and Schauffele going into the weekend, maybe going back and forth. Not that there isn't time for McIlroy to catch it back up, but man, he was right there at the top.
This is a pattern with Rory, isn't it? There's a bad hole in every event, I feel like.
Well, it's interesting. So on that hole, so we're the group ahead, so I saw everything that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm up by the 12 green, you know, as Shoffley's walking up, and you just see the marshal pointing out of bounds. And I was listening to, you know, Bill Rosinski make the call in my earpiece. And, you know, it goes out of bounds, and then you see the next tee shot go way right, and the hand's coming off the club. And it was just, I mean, he was cruising up until he had a one-shot lead. And then he goes from a one-shot lead to being down four. It was just, it was remarkable, stunning. And then on 15, actually, there's two holes. You know, 15, he pushed it way right again, hand off the club, and he's up in the fescue on the hill, takes a six on, you know, a 271-yard par four, took a double bogey. Those two holes derailed his day. You know, I think Rory is, you know, he's tired, I think, physically and mentally. He's in great shape, but, you know, listen, he's played three straight weeks, maybe four straight weeks here, going through a major where he finished top five. You know, he won in Canada. And every time he gets behind a microphone, he's asked questions not about his round, about other things. So I think there's a lot of fatigue there.
I wanted to ask you before we let you go, Kev, the PGA Tour announcing some changes this week in terms of the schedule, how it'll look on the calendar, the FedEx Cup playoffs, a little updated look. Purses are going up with some events. I know Jay Monahan had a players meeting this week, and then went and announced these changes here. What's been some of the reaction that you've been hearing about some of these changes? And personally, what do you think in there that you really like, maybe that's different about it?
Well, I think you know, players are like, okay, there's more opportunity to earn more, right? And any worker, right? And whether you're an independent contractor, whether you're an employee of a company, you want to see your upward mobility. So it shows more upward mobility, I guess, within the tour. It, you know, what it does is it takes away the need to play in the fall so many events because, you know, some of the top players are like, they want to take the fall off. You know, feel like maybe they've earned it, whatever. So, but there's going to be a reason to play in the fall. But for top players, maybe just not the need, the top 70, because it reduces the field in the playoff from 125 to 70. And then those players from 70 to 125, then they will have the opportunity to play in the fall. We'll see what's approved, how it all plays out. For me, it'll be interesting. You know, my, you know, competition, whatever this thing is, it's created some changes. But even before this came about, they were talking about this. So this has been talked about for a couple of years. People are saying, oh, this is just a reaction. It's actually not. You know, I've been hearing it for years, like they're looking at changing things in the fall. And, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, the three international events that they're talking about for the top 50, I hope there's some cool spots I get to go to. That's what I hope.
like you're going to Scotland. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, like that kind of place.
Less than 2 weeks away, it's kind of hit me now. Like, oh, gosh, okay, I better get ready.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. Well, Kev, enjoy the weekend. We'll see if Shoffley can close it out. Appreciate you joining us here, and we'll obviously be talking.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
That's junior tournament, sir. That's pretty cool when you're a kid.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the event and the days. How does it play out? I know I was saying there's a mix of stroke play and match play. So can tell everybody kind of how it breaks down and how the winner comes about.
Sure. Yeah. So we have medal play, which starts Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock. And that will continue, I think the last tee time is close to 11 o'clock. The girls will go off starting at 10:30. And so they'll finish roughly about 3:30. Then we have a little break in the action. We have a long drive contest on Tuesday evening to try and keep things loose. and then medal play continues off of 1 and 10 on Wednesday morning. And also that doesn't start till 8 o'clock on Wednesday. And when we're done with medal play, the top 16 advance to the championship bracket, and then 17 through 32,
et cetera, platinum, et cetera,
and so on. And then match play will begin on Thursday morning at 7:30. And so at the end of the day on Thursday, we will be left with 20 players for the boys and 4 for the girls. And then the semifinals matches start 7:30 on Friday, and the championship matches will start about 1 o'clock. I'm saying about because you never know if a match is going to go to 23 holes. We've had that. It really screws up the schedule, but you know we
that's golf.
Yes.
So does weather. Weather will screw up the schedule.
We had a 2-hour rain delay on Friday last year, but we were rewarded last year with an incredible finals match that ended on the 20th hole with Sean Colella hitting his approach shot to about 3 inches. So
and people can come out and watch, and we recommend it, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
People can come out and watch. There's no charge for admission, and you can have lunch on the patio for a small fee, and just really enjoy and they can walk the course as long as you're keeping your distance. They can walk the course and watch the kids play, and it's really tremendous to see how well these kids play.
And the great thing about this format is that as long as you're playing for the championship of your flight.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, medal play, you got a tournament with 100 kids. After the first day, maybe 15 have a chance to win. After the second day, maybe 5.
Yeah. Right.
But here, as long as you're playing, you can win the championship of your flight.
Which is cool. Yeah, it keeps kids engaged and they get to play more golf.
That's right. And the happiest guy last year at the awards ceremony was Enzo Clarisi of Orchard Park, who won the bronze flight.
Awesome.
best thing that ever happened to him.
That's great. And perfect timing. This week, you know, schools are done in Western New York. What a great opportunity to take your son or daughter out here this week and walk the course and check it out. And
they really should. These kids are good players. I mean,
it's
to see the
cool
course,
thing.
Too. Yeah, it's a cool course. Good, really good players. Great event. Yeah. If you get a chance, you really should bring your kids out to check it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're a golfer and you've never been to Easter or a country club, and, you know, fortunate, Jeff and I, you know,
we've been here. Yes,
we've been here, and we can vouch of how just a beautiful course it is. It's kind of unique in this area too, in the sense that most of the time, like, you get some different views and some different lies that maybe you wouldn't at some a lot of the courses here in Western New York.
Yeah, it's one of the hillier facilities in Western New York, that's for sure. Or elevation changes, very few level lies. Yeah,
but visually to the eye, it's a beautiful place to just come walk. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to do next week for a day, come on out, cheer on the kids playing here. As Jeff said, you can have a nice little meal up on the patio.
Absolutely.
Check out this new patio. It's beautiful, by the way. And then sure and support the event. I think that's what's great about Western New York. We have so many cool local events, especially obviously during the summertime. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them right here along the way. So, Jeff, Paul, thank you so much, as always, for joining
us.
We love coming here every week to talk about this tournament, which starts on Tuesday. And good luck. Hopefully you get some good weather. That's obviously a big piece, too.
Looks good so far.
Yeah. Weather's the most important part to the success, isn't it? Yes.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian. Again, if you want to get more information, internationaljuniormasters.com. Also, I know there'll be social media. Twitter will be updating. So you can check out live leaderboards there at IGM. IJM, thank you.
IJM. Right, we're getting our initials mixed up.
I know.
There's a lot of them.
IJM on Twitter. They'll have a click to the live leaderboard there. So, all right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll join Kevin Sylvester. We'll join us live from the Travelers Championship. We'll get an update on what's going on there. With Jeff Midas, PGA Pro, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. More coming up from East Aurora Country Club right after this on Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Back on Tee to Green, live from East Aurora Country Club, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester in just one moment, live at the Travelers Championship, where this week the PGA Tour is playing in Cronwell, Connecticut. Xander Schauffele is just putting on a clinic right now, 63-63 over his first 2 days. He's got a five-shot lead over five golfers that are all at nine under par, including Patrick Cantlay. He's the highest-ranked player among that group. Rory McIlroy was playing well, was in the lead yesterday, and then had a blow-up hole, which we'll talk about with Kevin in a moment. He is tied for seventh, though, still with two rounds to go, plenty of time for him. He is at minus eight. Other notables, Webb Simpson, minus seven. Others down the leaderboard here, Tommy Fleetwood, minus five. Mackenzie Hughes, a former International Junior Masters player, he is at minus four, as is Tony Finau.
And the Champions Tour report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, the world's finest golf attire. This week it is the the USGA Senior Championship. It's at Saucon Valley, and the leader currently is Padraig Harrington at 6 under, followed by Steve Stricker at 5, and a former club pro at 4 under in third place, Rob LeBritz. Good luck to him this week.
All right. On the women's side of the LPGA Tour, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship going on in Bethesda, Maryland, and the leader, In-Gee Chung, has a 6-stroke lead. She shot 64-69, minus 11. Lydia Ko, Jennifer Kupcho, they are 6 back at minus 4. Other notables, Brooke Henderson out of Canada, minus 4. Lexi Thompson, minus 3. So there's your look going on there at the Women's PGA Championship. Okay, back for more on the Travelers Championship as we broadcast live here from East Aurora Country Club, site of this year's International Junior Masters. We bring in Kevin Sylvester now here on Tee to Green, third man of our normal radio show. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're great. We're on the patio here. I know you know it well, and I know you love playing East Aurora Country Club.
Oh, I do, and I like some of the things they've done recently, particularly number 10. They've enhanced the hole and made it a little more workable off the tee, but that place is always in superb condition, no matter what time of year. Drew Thompson and his staff, they do a fantastic job, and
membership's always welcoming, and they got a big week coming up, International Junior Masters. So I'm glad to hear that they've been able to continue that tradition out even through the pandemic. You mentioned Mackenzie Hughes, former winner. Guy was just named lead analyst for CBS when Nick Faldo hanked it up after this year. Trevor Immelman competed also.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, we were talking, Corey Connors has played. Sebastian Munoz has played. These are just some of the recent players that are doing great on the PGA Tour. But a guy that's playing as good as anybody right now, Xander Schauffele. Kev, I was listening to you yesterday. You were following Schauffele, so you were front and center. You had a good view of watching Schauffele put on a clinic right now. He's got a 5-stroke lead heading into the weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't a perfect clinic though, Brian. I joked with him after the round. You know, in round one he had 18 of 18 greens, and he's like, I don't know if I've ever done that. And he took care of that in the first hole by missing the green.
Hexed himself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I joked with him there, but really there was only one bad swing that he had, and that was on the 16th tee box. He pushed it right, and, you know, the pin was back right. So, you know, when things are going great, I mean, you're full of confidence. You're going after things. And he missed it right. Now, there's a bunker there below, not a lot of green to work with, but he was right of the bunker, and such a difficult shot. He had hit a flop shot, high flop, and he did that and put it inside of 10 feet and then made the putt. And he said he was most proud of that he's able to get up and down. He was, you know, that was his favorite hole of the day, that he's able to not lose a stroke. Hasn't made a bogey yet. I mean, 63 is great. And then today he plays in the final round with his best friend, Patrick Cantlay. Those two won the Zurich Classic of New Orleans as a team together. They pair up in international competition. So that should be a great third round with those two best friends competing, trying to best each other today.
Yeah, and McIlroy was winning yesterday, or maybe was tied with Schauffele at the time. Kev, I know you weren't on the hole with him, but I'm sure you saw what happened on the 12th hole where he took a 8 on a par 4, a quadruple bogey, had a ball out of bounds off the tee, and then some shots out of the bunker that didn't go well. And otherwise, other than one hole, we'd be talking about McIlroy and Schauffele going into the weekend, maybe, you know, going back and forth. Not that there isn't time for McIlroy to catch it back up, but, man, he was right there at the top,
too.
This
is a pattern with Rory, isn't it? There's a bad hole in every event, I feel like.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So on that hole, so we're the group ahead, so I saw everything that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm up by the 12 green, you know, and Schauffele's walking up, and you just see the marshal pointing out of bounds, and I was listening to, you know, Bill Rosinski make the call in my earpiece, and, you know, it goes out of bounds, and then you see the next tee shot go way right, and the hand's coming off the club, and it was just, I mean, he was cruising up until he had a one-shot lead, and then he goes from a one-shot lead to being down 4. It was remarkable, stunning. And then on 15, actually, there's two holes. You know, 15, he pushed it way right again, hand off the club, and he's up on the fescue on the hill. Takes a 6 on, you know, a 271-yard par 4. Took a double bogey. Those two holes derailed his day. You know, I think Rory is, he's tired, I think, physically and mentally. He's in great shape, but, you know, listen, he's played 3 straight weeks, maybe 4 straight weeks here, going through a major where he finished top 5, you know, he won in Canada, and every time he gets behind a microphone, he's asked questions not about his round, about other things. So I think there's a lot of fatigue there.
I wanted to ask you before we let you go, Kev, the PGA Tour announcing some changes this week in terms of the schedule, how it'll look on the calendar, the FedEx Cup playoffs, a little updated look. Purses are going up with some events. I know Jay Monahan had a players meeting this week, and then went and announced these changes here. What's been some of the reaction that you've been hearing about some of these changes? And personally, what do you think in there that you really like, maybe that's different about it?
Well, I think players are like, okay, there's more opportunity to earn more, right? And any worker, right, and whether you're an independent contractor, whether you're an employee of a company, you want to see your upward mobility. So it shows more upward mobility, I guess, within the tour. what it does is it takes away the need to play in the fall so many events because, some of the top players are like, they want to take the fall off, feel like maybe they've earned it, whatever. So, but there's going to be a reason to play in the fall. But for top players, maybe just not the need, the top 70, because it reduces the field in the playoff from 125 to 70. And then those players from 70 to 125, then they will have the opportunity to play in the fall. We'll see what's approved, how it all plays out. For me, it'll be interesting. Competition, whatever this thing is, it's created some changes, but even before this came about, they were talking about this. So this has been talked about for a couple of years. People are saying, this is just a reaction. It's actually not. I've been hearing it for years, like they're looking at changing things in the fall. And, we'll see how it all plays out. The three international events that they're talking about for the top 50, I hope there's some cool spots I get to go to. That's what I hope.
like you're going to Scotland. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
about
like that kind of place.
Less than 2 weeks away, it's kind of hit me now. Like, oh gosh, okay, I better get ready.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. Well, Kev, enjoy the weekend. We'll see if Shoffley can close it out. Appreciate you joining us here, and we'll obviously be talking with you next week on Tee to Green.
All right, guys. Good to be with you. Stay well.
Good to hear you, Kev.
All right, same here. Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. You can hear him this weekend on PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM.
Didn't he have Shoffley both rounds, right?
He did.
Yeah.
63-63.
Awesome. Yeah.
Really, really nice. All right, let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week now, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Here at East Aurora Country Club, Jeff, there'll be some shots where there's quite a bit of elevation change, either uphill, downhill. Mm-hmm. How do I know how much extra or how much less to hit when I'm looking either way up at a green or down at a green? Like, how do you really know what to do there?
Well, now they have lasers that'll give you the slope, which are not typically allowed during tournament events. So they will tell you +3 or -4 or something like that. You'd be surprised how little difference there is even around a facility like this that's at hilly. It's like 3 or 4 yards is probably going to be the maximum that you would find on a lot of these. If you're fortunate enough to have one of those in a practice round, there's, you probably want to go to the low point of the golf course and or the hole and laser that flag. Always remember too that when the pin's above, that ball may not stop as quick depending on what club you're hitting because it doesn't have as much time to the downrange angle of it is still a little shallow, so that ball want to skip and bounce a little bit. And downhill, that ball it'll tend to be more vertical by the time it lands in theory, so it should stop a little downhill. It is a difficult thing. It's hard to sit on a tee and commit when, it says 145, but it's playing 138. That's a tougher swing to make. So when you do pick a yardage, just commit to it because it can be difficult. And one of the tricks I like is like when you have an uphill shot, like you're trying to hit uphill and you're going uphill, just make sure you keep that belt rotating because people on those uphill shots when they're trying to hit it up,
easier to fall out of that.
Yeah, they end up falling back. You really got to keep going forward through that. And when you have the downhill shot, make sure you're chasing down the slope a little bit and have some little extra loft. When I'm hitting to an uphill pin, I'm usually really trying to carry it over that front edge for the most part, especially on a place like this with small greens. So if I get my yardage to the front of the green and I know it's a +2 or +4, I'm going to try to hit it just over the front edge of the green. And downhill, I can be a little more specific with my yardages.
All right. Good advice there from Jeff. Make sure you contact your local PGA pro if you're looking to get started in the game of golf. And if you want to participate in events, your son, your daughter, or yourself, you can go to WNYPGA.com and get more information there. If you want to talk to Jeff, contact one of us. You can do so even through Tee to Green. We'll hook you up with Jeff, and he'll set you on the right path to, even if you don't live in the Buffalo area, he'll find the guy or gal that's right for you.
Yeah, usually if you see that PGA badge, that means they did a lot of extra work to get where they are.
Yep. Don't forget our 6th annual Duster Putting Challenge to benefit the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation is coming up. It's Friday, August 12th. I'm going to tweet out the link here in just a moment. Check it out at Brian WGR. You can sign up. It's only $35 donation to get you in for a great putting contest. You're going to get dinner, drinks, and an opportunity to win our Pacer putter in memory of Mark Pacer, our great friend who supported golf and our show for so many years. It's going to be a Glen Oak golf course again on Friday, August 12th. So I'll have that information coming out there. But it's a really fun night. So if you want to grab a buddy or two, and come on out and putt, and we're looking to find Western New York's best putter.
And it is fun, and it is going to sell out. We know we're not just,
we had 72
out.
Last year, and
it will sell out.
It will sell out. We already have double digits people signed up already.
And the power crawl is coming back to Ellicottville. That was a lot of fun. September 10th, I think it is, it's going to be in Ellicottville where we set up a custom turf, sets up putting greens at all the different bars, and you go from bar to bar putting, which is another fundraiser for the Reach Foundation.
All right, excellent. All right. How about one final thought here at Matthew Fitzpatrick's shot out of the bunker on 18 to win the U.S. Open last week? That was a pretty special shot, one of the most memorable ones on the final hole of a major.
Great shot, and it's interesting how if he was probably a foot further right, he might not have been able to make that shot.
He might have had to chip out sideways or go somewhere else.
Reach the green. Yeah. But either way, he took advantage of the opportunity, and he hit probably the best shot of his career, super clean contact. It was interesting to listen to the sound of that shot. You knew as soon as he hit it, it was flush. So good for him. Seems like everybody's happy for him. He worked hard and deserves it, and it was a great event to watch.
Really good. Back and forth. He, Scheffler, and Zalatoris all in the back nine. There were moments where you're like, oh, he's going to take it now. He's got the edge, and it all flip-flopped her all in there.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, a fairway bunker shot's not super hard for a tour player, but under that conditions and with that lip that close and 18, yeah, that's pretty good ball striking right there.
I want to thank everybody here at East Aurora Country Club, to the players that joined us, Jack Reich and Joshua Todd and Kalen Klein, tournament directors Paul O'Brien and Jeff Kamian, PGA Pro David Jones, I know has a big part of this event as well, and Superintendent Drew Thompson and his staff has the course looking great. It starts Tuesday, June 28th, goes through July 1st, and come on out to East Aurora Country Club and enjoy the International Junior Masters. It is free and open to the public. Zach and Corey back in our studios. Thank you, gentlemen, for your fine work today producing. Thanks to Kevin Sylvester for joining us as well. And for PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah. Tee to Green will be at Diamond Hawk Golf Course in Cheektowaga right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf. Michelob Ultra and Jim Beam, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.